Now we are still. we are still talking about the reality from the light of independence. Even though we are discussing about independence, we always refer to the dependency, interdependency. So you may, feel as if I am always talking same thing, but actually it is not so. We are talking about independence now, not dependency. Dependency and independency. We say, but it is actually two sides of the one coin. People say, Japanese people are very tough. People may say, but that is the one side of the Japanese, people. The other side is, softness. Should be, but I don't know exactly. I hope so. But they are very kind. Some people, who visited Japan may say, Japanese people are very kind. But some people may say, Japanese people are very tough. But for a long time, because of the Buddhistic training, they are trained in that way. Even in children's song, we say, he is describing a hero called Momotaro. Peach boy. Do you know Momotaro? Momotaro was born when an old couple. Old couple lived in the riverside. One day, old mother picked up a peach in the stream, from the stream, and came back her home. And in from the peach, Momotaro was born. Momotaro came up, and he was very strong, but very gentle. Very kind and gentle, but he was very strong. Japanese children sing a song, "Ki wa yasashiku te chikaramachi." He was very kind, but he was very strong. That was Momotaro. Not only he was strong, but he was very kind. It is Japanese idealistic character. What do you call? You have you must have some, some.
Folk hero.
That, unless without soft mind, you cannot really strong. That he is strong, why he is so strong is he has soft mind. If he is just, if he has the other side of the character, he cannot be really strong. He is very, because he is very sympathetic with someone, so sometimes, because of sympathy, to help someone, he will be very strong. But strong person just for himself is not so strong. Strong person who is, on the other hand, very kind, will be supported people, and he could be a really folk hero. Just strong is not really strong. When we have both soft side and strong side, he could be really strong. And it is easy to to fight and win, maybe, but it is not so easy to endure when he is defeated, without crying, let your enemy, not enemy, but let your foe, beat you. Okay. That is very difficult. Unless you can endure the bitterness of the defeat, you cannot be really strong. So to be strong means, to be gentle and kind and weak, maybe. If you can be, weak, if you are ready to be weak, you are very strong. We say, willow tree, cannot be broken by snow, we say. Yanagi ni yuki ore nashi. Yuki ore is snow break, weight of the snow will break maybe some strong tree, but tree like a willow cannot be, even though weight of the snow will bend, will twist the branch, but you can, even heavy snow, like we had the year before, last year, cannot break the willow branch. Yanagi ni yuki ore nasu. Bamboo, bent quite easily. Looks like very weak, but no snow can break it. This is always true. So, may and darkness and brightness is opposite. No. It is better to forget. Better without. May and, you know, may is brightness, and is darkness, absolute and relative. It's a pair of opposites, you know, here. May and brightness and darkness. Taisuru means to face each other, to be a pair, face with each other. With each other is I. And face with each other, or stand with each other is Tai. And this is each, and this is each other, and this is stand. Ono is each other, I, also each other, I. Taisuru means to stand against something like that, you know. Two, four, yes. You know. Standing with each other. Suruni is like. Lotus is also like. If you compare, you know, this is compare. This is like the foot forward and backward, and forward and behind. Zen is forward, go is behind, foot behind, and forward and behind, this is work, in working. This is very good, you know, parable, very good way of explaining oneness, or you know, actual function of the two pair of opposites. This is actually explaining our practice, how we apply, you know, the pair of opposites idea in our everyday life, like Zazen and enlightenment, and reality and ideal, good and bad, strong and weak, Can you hear me? Oh, you don't hear me. That's awful. Why don't you come between the two lines? Here. People, you know, when they feel they are strong, you know, they don't, you know, want to be weak. Now, people who think he is, they are weak, you know. Never try to be strong. That is quite usual. You know. I am very weak. He remains always weak. And he cannot be strong. And people who is strong, who think he is strong, you know, for the people who think he is strong, it's difficult for them to be weak, you know. But sometimes we should be strong, and sometimes we should be weak, you know. Just if you remain always weak, or if you are always want to be strong, then they cannot be strong in its true sense. When you learn something, you know, you should be able to, you know, teach people. You should, you know, same effort to teach something. And if you want to teach, you should be, you know, you should be humble enough to learn something. Then you can teach them. Just because you know something, if you try to teach something to others, you cannot teach anything. When you are, you know, ready to be taught by someone, if necessary, then you can teach people in its true sense. So to learn is to teach, and to teach is to learn. If you think you are always students, you cannot learn anything. Why you learn is because you have to, you know, teach others. After you learn something, you know. So to observe some morality, you know. There is no actual moral code, you know. moral standard. But where, how you find out the actual moral code is when you think, you know, how to teach someone, you will find out the moral code for yourself. So moral code is for others. And when you find out some moral code for others, you will have actual moral code for yourself. After, Japan was defeated completely, absolutely surrendered. And before Japan was completely defeated, they thought Japanese people had some, you know, teaching or moral code, which they should, you know, observe. And if they only observe that kind of moral code, they will not make any mistake. And their moral code is absolutely right and straight. They thought in that way. But that is, that moral code, unfortunately, something which was written up or, you know, set up, part of Meiji period. So after losing, you know, the war, after they lost the confidence in their morality, they didn't know what to do, what kind of moral they should observe. They didn't know what to do. But it was not so, actually, it couldn't be so difficult to find out the moral code. I already said, you have your children. If you think of your children and how to raise your children, then you will naturally know the moral code for yourself. When you think moral code is just for yourself, that is one-sided understanding. Moral code is rather for others, to help others. And naturally, that way the moral code you find out, to help others, or how to be kind to others, then that moral code is also for yourself. So we say, to go heading to east 100 miles is to go heading to the west 100 miles. When the moon is high, you know, the moon in the water will be high. So, but usually, people, you know, observe the moon above the water. And they do not see the moon in the water. So when you see the moon deep into the water, you should know that this moon is very high. That moon is deep means that the moon is high. We should have this kind of understanding. So, the moon in the water is independent, but and also the moon over the high up on the water is also independent, but the moon in the on the water is the moon in the water too. We should understand in that way. So, the moon in the water is independent. The moon over the water is also independent. To be, when you are strong, you should be strong. You should be very tough. But that toughness comes from your gentle kindness. When you are kind, you should be just kind. But it does not mean you are not strong. So, ladies are weak, physically weak. Because ladies are physically weak, they are strong sometimes. They are stronger than boys, and boys are. That is true. We don't know which is stronger. When they, completely independent nature, and they have completely independent nature, which is their own, they are, they have same strength, equal strength with everyone, absolutely equal strength. When you are comparing, which is stronger, A or B, I or he, then you don't have real strength. When you are completely independent, then in completely independent with your nature, then it means that you are absolute power in relative situation. So, in relative situation, man and woman, relative nature, there is absolute power. Do you understand? When woman is involved in competition with men, they are not so strong. when woman become completely woman, they have absolute power. Do you understand this point? So, brightness and darkness, although it is pair of opposites, but, you know, it is all, at the same time, they have equality. For an instance, like a step before and forward and backward, not backwards, forward and back. This is very good, you know. Parable to explain it. It excuse me. Do you understand? You know this parable. Absolute and relative is like a step forward and. Parable to explain it. It excuse me. Do you understand? You know this parable. Absolute and relative is like a step forward and. Before and back. Step before and back. Step, you know, forward. When you walk, you know, step forward, immediately become step behind. Then, is this step, your right foot is which step before or step behind? Which is it? We say brightness and darkness, but which is darkness and which is brightness? It is difficult to tell.
Couldn't tell you the difference.
So, step. What does it say? Yeah. In this translation. Like the foot before and the foot behind in walking. Like the foot before and the foot behind in walking. Foot before and foot behind. We say foot before and foot behind. But when you actually walking, you know, there's no step behind or no foot before. Actually walking. If you stop, you know, walking and think, Right hand, sometime maybe. Foot before. And left hand, maybe. Foot behind. Oh, can you hear me? No? Difficult? And it means that at the same time, when you are working, it means that actual practice, when you are actually practicing our way, there is no foot before or no foot behind. But if you think about it, there is foot behind and foot before. So when you think there is brightness and darkness, but when actually practice our way, or when actually your foot is working, there is no brightness or no darkness or no foot before or no foot behind. And if I say so, you may think it is not necessary to think about Zazen is no good. And you should just sit. If you say so, you are also caught by idea of this foot is foot before and this one, the left foot is foot behind. Then you cannot walk anymore. If you forget all about left hand, left foot, or right foot, you can walk. Actually, when you are walking, you have no idea of left foot or right foot. If you are aware of right foot and left foot, you cannot walk. You cannot run. As I said, if you chew your food, there is no rice or no pickles or no soup. If you chew it up, and if you mix it, and when you mix it in your mouth, it will be, digested. It will be digested and in your tummy. And food will serve their own purpose. Even so, we should dish out one thing after another, one dish and after another. And dessert should come last. There's some order. Even though there is some order, you should chew it and you should mix it, or else food does not serve its own purpose. It is necessary to think about it, to make recipe. But it is also necessary to mix everything up and chew it up. 明暗おのおの相対して、比するに前後の歩みのごとし。前後の歩みのごとし。This is very good interpretation of the reality. And good explanation of our practice, good suggestion. How we practice our way and what kind of activity is going in our everyday life. With this line, the interpretation of the reality from the light of independence finish. Do you have some question?
Well, when we say independency, I'm confused with whether we mean independence or interdependence.
Interdependency. Oh, no. Independency. Excuse me. Interdependency is more dependency. You know.
Independent.
Independent. You know. You know, idea of independence and dependence.
In English, we have no word independency. We have the word independence.
Independence. Excuse me. Independence means. To me, you know, it is not fit, you know, so well. Independence means, you know. Yeah, maybe now, but more, what I mean is, you know, now, but maybe same thing. Independent.
We have a noun, dependency, so we can have independence. Yeah. We have the other. Dependency is a good English word.
Mm-hmm. And you have no
no independence.
Now we have independence.
We live on one foot.
Independent is so strong, you know, so there's no need to have so delicate word if you are independent, that's all. You don't care anything. Shut up. That is not what it means. So, you know, independent. When you are independent, you know, it is very you know, vulnerable and weak situation, dangerous at least.
This idea of the people get of their own independence a delusion?
Delusion, yeah, actually so. when they think, you know, I am independent, it is not true, you know. You are dependent on everything.
If a woman competes with a man, she's vulnerable, weak?
I cannot say weak, but you know.
I couldn't figure out how you can tell the difference between what a woman and what a man is supposed to be.
Excuse me?
If a woman competes with a man, then she's weak. But how do you know what the man and woman is supposed to be like in the beginning?
Weak, I don't say. If you compete, you know, man and woman, anyway, you know, and comparing with each other by some standard, setting up some standard, you know. in some category, you compete, you know. Sometimes man will be stronger, and sometimes the woman will be stronger. Anyway, you know, you cannot be always strong. But when you become absolutely, you know, woman, you are always, you have always absolute value. Because no one take over your position. So you are needed.
But that's my question. Is that between having children and keeping house?
Big problem now. My mistake, maybe. I'll talk with you some other time. Do you have some question? No question? Please ask me something, you know. Maybe you couldn't hear me so well.
Hey. I have some trouble with just the relevancy of your lecture. I'd just like you to say one more thing about it. I don't know what. I can't quite see what it's all about. I know you're talking about opposites and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I am, you know, purpose of what I am saying is, you know, to open some approach to the, you know, quite different approach to the reality. You know, you are, you know, observing things just one from one side or the other side. That's all. And you stick to some understanding just from one side. That is why I'm talking in this way. This is necessary. As a Buddhist, Buddhist has no, you know, strictly speaking, no teaching we have. We don't have any teaching. We have no God, you know, no deity. What we have is nothingness. That's all. We don't have anything. So how can, how, you know, is it possible for a Buddhist to be religious? You know? But what kind of, you know, what kind of composure we have, you know, it will be the point, you will be your question. The answer is this kind of understanding of reality, not some special idea of God or deity, but the understanding of reality, you know, which we are always facing to, where we are, what we are doing, you know, who is he, who is she. You know. That is, you know, our understanding of when we understand she or he in this way, we don't need to have any special teaching or idea of God, because strictly speaking, everything is God for us. When we observe things, you know, in this way, everything can be a God for us. So we don't need any special God. The moment after moment, we are facing the God. And we, each one of us also God or Buddha. So we don't need any special idea of God. That is, you know, maybe the point. Hi. Precepts. We read sutra, but sutra or precept, understanding of sutra or precept should be right understanding, like this. If we don't, even though you read, you know, scriptures or observe precepts without right understanding, you know, that will be the precepts, which is brightness or darkness. And you, when you are, when you are caught by, or when you rely on precepts, or scripture, it is not Buddhist scripture anymore.
If I say, okay, I'm not going to speak ill of others. Suppose I take a precept that says I won't speak ill of others. And, you know, if I follow that precept, it seems like if I don't follow the precept, it seems like there's no reason for it at all. And if I do follow the precept religiously, it seems like I'm being caught by it. I mean, I'd be happy to take the Sangha Kaya as precepts, but I just don't understand. If they're not rigid, they don't seem to be any use at all. And if they are rigid, they don't seem to be consistent with the Sangha Kaya and things like that. I always wondered about that part in the wheelchair where you can say, to practice good and avoid evil. And I asked you about that once, and you said something to the effect that that means just pay attention to what you're doing. don't look around. Don't get caught by it. But if that's so, why don't we say that? Why don't we say, I vow to try and practice God in my everyday life and not be caught by words. Why go through this good and evil thing? It seems kind of funny.
No. You are trying to argue with me, that's all. You need precepts, actually. Even though, you shouldn't, it is not possible to violate precepts, actually. You cannot. But you feel, as if you are violating precepts, actually, you feel in that way. So, if you actually feel in that way, you should accept your feeling. And if you accept that feeling, then you have to, say something. Excuse me, or I'm sorry, or something. That is also quite natural. This is, working precept. This is, don't kill is dead precept. Excuse me is actual working precept, which is, not put behind or put before. Do you understand? If you read precepts, okay, I will do that. That is precepts. And if you violate it, when you feel you violate it, you may say, "Oh, excuse me." That is quite natural.
If it were natural, and I feel very natural about some of the precepts, I feel just naturally that I shouldn't, talk nasty things about people. But sometimes, some of the precepts maybe I'd like not to take harmful drugs and things. Sometimes it seems natural to take those, because they don't seem so harmful. But know, I mean, if the precepts were all natural, and if they just, you know, if I just wanted to do it like that,
When you say so, no, you may say, it is quite natural for me to live in this world, to be born in this world. You know, it means that. You see? But is it natural? You are already accepted, you know. which you shouldn't accept. Why did you come here? That is already maybe a big mistake. Excuse me?
Yeah, maybe the author should say, you have $2 and $0.50 of sins, and are you willing to follow the increase?
Good bargain. Good deal, but it cannot be so, you know, simple. So you should say, "Oh, I'm sorry. That is necessary." If you know, when you are born, you cannot say so. But now you can say so, so you should say, "Oh, I'm sorry to be your daughter or to be your son." Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry I caused you a lot of trouble for you. Oh, excuse me. You should say so. That is actual precepts, you know. Hi.
You know, she sometimes I feel this way about listening to lectures now. And maybe this is somewhat the same question that Stanley is asking. It's like at one time I was just walking along, and suddenly someone came and said, "Did you realize that when you're walking, when one foot is ahead, the other foot's behind?"
Mm-hmm.
No. And so for a long time then, that amazed me, you know, that when one foot was ahead, the other one was behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very aware. I wonder why he ever asked me such a, you know, question like that. Was I aware that one foot was ahead, the other was behind? And I used to think about it a lot. You know, one foot being ahead and the other behind. And it's always that way, but it was a very strange thing. It occupied my attention, the one foot being ahead and the other behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a long time, I found that I was just walking again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I didn't think so much about that. And then one day as I was walking, another man came up and said, "Did you realize that when you're walking, one foot is ahead and the other is behind?"
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I feel right at that point right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I still don't understand it at all. You know, that one foot is ahead and the other is behind. But
yeah.
I still have to deal with it somehow. You know, that I can't understand what it means, but it's certainly right there.
Mm-hmm.
And half of me says, "What's the relevance of it?"
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't bother me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And another half of me, yeah, but it's, I still don't understand it at all. You know, that one foot is ahead and the other is behind.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have to deal with it somehow, you know, that I can't understand what it means, but it's certainly right there.
Mm-hmm.
And half of me says, what's the relevance of it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't bother me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And another half of me says, yeah, but it's still happening like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you take a step, that's still right there happening.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Do you see what
I, yeah.
What
yeah. For your, you know, life, you know, if you think just your life only, you know, as a personal practice, you know, it doesn't make much sense. But if you see what we are doing, all human beings doing, you know, that is exactly how we cause trouble for human beings. You know, right foot or left foot, maybe Rinzai or Soto, or America or Soviet Union, or peace or war, you know. If you understand in that way, this is big, big problem. And how you solve it, it's to walk on and on and on. Hi.
Do I understand you to say that the problem is how to be aware of all these opposites and polarities and defects without being conscious of being aware? The consciousness of fixed things.
Yeah.
And that is not real either. It takes me to change.
Yeah. Chain will be, you know, fixed, and you cannot move, you know. But still, you should move, you know. And time doesn't wait for you. So you should go on and on and on, following the reality. If you think about this point, you already started to walk, you know. If you just thinking about it, you know, it doesn't work, and you are not walking forward. But if you think, you know, the world is going on and on. We are becoming older and older, you know. Today will not come again. And tomorrow I have to go to somewhere, you know. If you think in that way, you know, you cannot think same thing always, one after another. You should go on and on and on, at that time you cannot stop and thinking. So anyway, you should go on and on and on. making best effort. When you make best effort, that is, actually you are working. So, left foot sometime may be, behind, and sometime may be forward, ahead. Sometimes you feel as if you are doing something good, and sometimes you feel as if you are doing something bad. But in the day, if you think in that way, you cannot think same thing always, one after another. You should go on and on and on, at that time you cannot stop and thinking. So anyway, you should go on and on and on, making best effort. When you make best effort, that is, actually you are working. So, left foot sometime may be, behind, and sometime may be forward, ahead. Sometimes you feel as if you are doing something good, and sometimes you feel as if you are doing something bad. But, in that way, you are going on and on and on. That is, you have to accept it. If you have to accept it, and if you have to live on each moment, actually you are living on each moment, then you should do something. You should say something. Say something. Rinzai Master maybe say. Say something. Now. What do you say? That is the point.
We have an expression in America. Put your best foot forward.
Best foot.
That's what we say.
Uh-huh.
Put your best foot forward.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's where we get hung up on.
Uh-huh.
We have to decide which of the two feet we are going to put out, because that's the good foot.
Best foot forward.
Best foot forward.
Uh-huh. Best foot
forward. Which means you only take one step.
And next time you may try to best foot forward again.
When you hop.
best foot forward. That is not actually what we are doing, I don't think, We say, ashi ga motsureru, by thinking. When your feet does not go smoothly, it means that you are involved in some idea, and 足がもつれる。You cannot walk smoothly. So if you, you know, if you try to make best foot forward always, your foot will not go smoothly, I think. Now, that will not be best way. I don't know actually, but what do you mean by best foot forward? So this kind of teaching follows actual practice of Zazen, you know. So in everyday life, so that we can smoothly go and on, we have this kind of idea without being caught by right foot or left foot, right or wrong, good or bad. Without confused, you know, disturbed way of footing, footwork, smoothly used. That is our purpose of practice. I have no time anymore. Excuse me.